Kitchen Tune-Up can tunify your kitchen and give you a functional and inviting space in only 1 to 5 days. And many projects are only $99 to $249 a month. Request a free virtual consultation at kitchentuneup.com and get ready to love your kitchen again.
All right, 1380 Radio, WPHM. One of the fun things about science fiction is that it's really often rooted in fact, and a really good science fiction writer can take the aspects of science and technology that we're already living with and kind of explore what the future might hold. Well, PJ Manny is out now with the third installment in her Phoenix Horizon trilogy. It's called, let me make sure that I'm pronouncing it right, because the first part of this is in parentheses, it looks like Con Science or Conscience. PJ, good morning.
Good morning, and it's Conscience.
I thought it was Conscience, but the con me. Was in parentheses to sort of emphasize the con part, right?
Right, absolutely. All three books use parentheses. Revolution has parentheses around the R, so it's really also about evolution. Identity has a parentheses around the ID, so it's about the like digital mm-hmm. entities and personalities that are not human. And in Conscience, it is, you know, something to think about against science, maybe. Also, there are a lot of con artists in my stories, people who are trying to pull something over on other people.
Well, this is a book that deals with a great deal of political unrest. And instead of a human political leader, the threat to America is a computer program that wants to rule everything. I mean, how much did you draw from what's been going on in our country in recent years to inspire this story?
Well, I look at it as the next step of what is possible in political unrest. So we go through political unrest about every 50 years in our political history. And that's not only normal, that's to be expected. It's ironic because it takes us about two or three generations to forget the mistakes we made last time, so we make them again. And we're often making the same mistakes over and over again. But in this particular case, we've seen in this recent period of political unrest, I saw that we were going to be having a lot of problems with what is truth.
Yeah.
Who is real? Who is a manufactured personality? Are they telling us real things? And spinning that out into a future where now artificial intelligences have very human-like thought, and they can manipulate us to an even greater degree than we ever thought possible.
How concerned should we be with artificial intelligence? Because it seems like a technology that is advancing rapidly.
It's advancing very rapidly. Understand that artificial intelligence is something we are completely surrounded by all the time. And there's a difference between what we have called narrow AI, like ordering airline tickets on the computer, Google, mm-hmm. You know, the voice recognition systems, things that we're really very used to. But then there's this broader sense of what's referred to as artificial general intelligence. I also call it artificial human intelligence in the book. And this is the kind of intelligence where we think we're interacting with a human. So they have a personality, they understand language, and they can converse with us. And I think that this is going to be accelerating at a pretty great rate. The bigger questions are, for me, we can't avoid artificial intelligence. It's who's going to be using it. And one of the themes that through all of my stories are that, you know, technology is morally neutral. You have swords and you have plowshares. And artificial intelligence can do amazing things. It can analyze, you know, MRIs and find disease and diagnose better than doctors can. That's one side of it. The other side of it is when people are using it for messaging and manipulation, analyzing our personalities, figuring out what the best message is to change our minds about things. And we've already seen this being done. Cambridge Analytica using data from sure. our social media accounts to try to convince us of things that we may or may not have believed previously. So I do think that artificial intelligence is going to be about who's in charge, what ethics we bring to it and what we as citizens decide we're willing to accept.
You just mentioned ethics, and that is exactly what I was going to ask you about next, PJ, and that is that, you know, we have a code of human ethics that we all kind of live by, but there doesn't seem to be a real strongly defined code of ethics when it comes to the use of technology. That's maybe something we need to explore as we move forward, isn't it?
It is, and, you know, technology, it's kind of like laws and legislation. It's the thing we think about after we're already dealing with the subject. So we make laws and we legislate after something has already happened. It's kind of, you know, closing the barn door after the horse is bolted. Mm-hmm. And that's human nature. But with technology, one of the reasons I write science fiction is, A, I want to tell a fun, ripping yarn, and I want, right. want to entertain people. But I also want people to start thinking about these things, because they're coming. And it's much easier to start defining how you feel about a new technology when you've already started encountering stories about it. And that can help people come to ethical decisions about how they want these things to be used in our society.
Yeah, very interesting. We're talking with PJ Manny, an author, futurist, and she's a consultant for several different organizations. Her new book is called Conscience. It's the third in a trilogy. How often, PJ, do you encounter something in the real world? Something happens and you say, oh my gosh, I was just writing about this recently, or I was just imagining this. Do you see that happen where your science fiction becomes science fact?
Oh, yeah. It happens. It happens more frequently than you realize. And part of it is, you know, sometimes you think, oh my God, you know, did I see the seeds of that and just sort of put something together in my imagination? Or a lot of us writers joke about there's something in the ether, like we're all on a wavelength, we're picking something up.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, back I was writing about Russian interference in the first book, and that came out in 2015. I'd sold it in 2014. I'd written it in 2012. So there was that. I have a lot of technological things, especially with brain-computer interfaces. People didn't expect them to start happening so quickly, and they are happening very quickly. And then there's a feedback loop. You have sometimes you write about something and it inspires people to do it. We see that a lot in science fiction. You know, Star Trek with the tricorders and communicators. You know, they ended up making cell phones that look just like them. Well, you know, now these brain-computer interfaces, Elon Musk is now making a brain-computer interface that comes right out of my first book. We're looking probably at the same research, but then I also heard him do some PR early on it, and he said some things that sounded awfully like the speech that my hero gives. So then you start wondering, you know, what's the relationship between science fiction and then technologists like him who are then making these things?
Speaking of Elon Musk, we could probably talk for hours about this. I'm still trying to wrap my head around cryptocurrency. Is that going to be the main form of currency moving forward? How much do I need to know about cryptocurrency?
What you need to understand about cryptocurrency is that there's going to be value in digital currency. We're already moving towards digital currency in the sense that, you know, we can use our own bank accounts through our cell phones. At some point, we won't be using bank accounts. We will be able to use the blockchain, which is just a way of verifying that transactions have actually happened. It's a proof of a transaction. Cryptocurrency, I personally think we're going to find soon these what I would consider hybrid cryptocurrencies. So we'll be using digital currencies, but they will have the backing of governments. Governments don't want cryptocurrency running around loose in the world because they can't tax it. It's hard to tax.
Yeah.
It's often used to buy things that are illegal.
Right.
But it's also used to buy very legal things. And they just want to keep track of it because a lot of crime can happen through the use of cryptocurrency. I think you're going to see governments like China and Japan and Russia are already developing their own national cryptocurrencies. They're banning many of them because they want to actually take them over and use them themselves. Mm-hmm. It makes it very easy for governments to track money. So they may very well start using the same technologies, except underneath a government oversight.
Fascinating stuff. I love all this. PJ, real quick, are we going to be okay? Is humanity going to survive all this technology?
We are going to be okay, yes. That is the biggest theme I try to get across. We're okay. Going to be okay. We go through these periods of unrest every so often, and we learn from it, and we move on, and we'll go through it again, but we're going to be okay.
Conscience, the new book by PJ Manning. PJ, thanks so much. Pleasure talking to you.
Likewise. Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. It's the third in her Phoenix Horizon trilogy, Conscience by PJ Manning.